Meeting fabulous, interesting people depends less on where I go than who I am. Meeting fabulous, interesting people depends less on where I go than on who I am. As I walk around this world, as I live in this world, the kind of person I am is going to be reflected back from the people that I meet. And if I am a fantastically interesting, fabulously interesting person, I am going to run into fabulously interesting people wherever I am. Whether I'm at home, whether I'm talking to the neighbors, whether I'm going anywhere at all, it all depends on just one beautiful thing, and that is me. Meeting interesting people depends on who I am. Who are you? What kind of a person are you? What kind of a fantastic, delightful, glorious being are you? Are you the kind of person that you enjoy your company? Would you enjoy being with you wherever you went? Would you enjoy being with you if you were going to a movie? Would you enjoy being with you if you were sitting in a restaurant together? Would you enjoy you sitting around the kitchen table, sitting, talking, sharing, having ideas about all sorts of beautiful things? Would you enjoy your own company? Well, if you would, you're a very marvelous person. And if you wouldn't, you're a very dull person. Perhaps going to a level further, being stupid, being idiotic, being not nice at all. As Thumper in Bambi had his mother telling him, "Thumper, you're a rabbit, you know. Now, if you can't say something nice about any of your friends, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And we, in our company, if we cannot find the good and beautiful things about ourselves and our neighbors, then we better start reassessing ourselves as to what our world is made up of. Are we crabbers? Are we people who are looking to find fault in other people? Or are we people who love ourselves? Are we so in love with ourselves that we see in everybody the love that we are for ourselves? We see in everybody the peace, the joy, the wonder, the magic. We see in everybody all things that are delightful and glorious and good. Yes, it's where it starts and where it ends. Complain about others, and you're merely, really complaining about yourself. You listen to someone, and the next time you hear them, and what are they saying? Are they saying beautiful things about themselves and the world, about you? If they are not, then that's you. That's a reflection of your thought, of your... You mean these naughty people in the world who are going around being terrorists and being all sorts of bad people? That's me? Yes, it is. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think upon anything, those are the things we demonstrate in our life. Now, if we demonstrate anything in our life that is not to our liking, is not to the thing that we really want to demonstrate, we've got to change the cooking pot. We've got to change the ingredients we put into our meals, into our conversations. We've got to change the ingredients that we have in our life. Because if we don't change that ingredient, that's the type of thing that we're going to be dining upon. That's the sort of thing we're going to be entertaining from everywhere in the world. It's going to be reflected back to us from everything and every place and everyone and everywhere that life is. So if you look at the world and you see the world smiling, you're smiling. If you look at the world and you see the world has the problems, you got problems. But when you say all is in divine order, all is in divine order, the problems go away. the problems are solved. The problems no longer are an impact in your life. Only the solutions are an impact in your life. Only the solutions are what you have in your world. And that's all that matters to you, and that's all you care about. And if it's all you care about, well, then go for it. Go for it. Go for it and love it. Meeting interesting people depends less on where I go than on who I am. Who are you? Are you a glorious, wonderful, fabulous person? Think about it. Think about it. Are you a mother, father, who says to your family, "Now, whatever we say in this family, it is beautiful and good. Whatever we say about each other, it is beautiful and good. There's no tattletaling. There's no going around telling tales about other people. We're only seeing the best in everyone. Now, you look at your little sister and you see her wonderful." It's easy to do, isn't it? You look at your little brother and you see him wonderful. That's easy to do, too. You look at your mom and your pop and you see them wonderful. And that's easy to do. You look at everyone in the world and you see them wonderful, a reflection of the thoughts that are going on in your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you think in your heart beautiful thoughts about yourself and your world, when you think beautiful thoughts in your heart and your soul about life and about how life was created and what a beautiful body you have, what a beautiful mind you have, what a beautiful spirit you have, wow, how glorious that is. Yes, how glorious that is. Think on those things. Dwell on those things. Know those things are your reality. Those things are the only thing that make any difference in your life. They're the only things that make any difference in anybody's life. Meeting fabulous, interesting people depends less on where I go than on who I am. Who am I? Am I a beautiful person? Am I a lovely person? Am I a fabulous person? Well, we may have some problems at times. We may have some experiences at times where we were not so fabulous. We may have done something that made us not happy, something that destroyed our whole life. As long as we keep thinking about it, it's going to keep destroying our life. But we now can turn our attention to the truth about us, to who I am. I am divine. I am God. I am peace. I am love. I am joy. I am harmony. That's what I am. And as I look at the world, they are peace and joy and love and harmony. They are goodness. Yes, because what I think on, that's what I am. What are you thinking about? What is the powerful thought that's going through your mind and your heart and your soul and your being? What are you thinking about? What do you want to know about? What turns your life on? What makes your life the most fabulous, glorious experience that you could ever imagine for yourself? What is it that is truly who and what you are? And who and what I am, and who and what the world is. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. It started in my heart, and it just bubbled out everywhere. Oh, it doesn't matter that I have no knowledge of what's going on in other countries or around the world or in other families or in other cities or in other states. It doesn't matter. All that matters is whenever I think of that city, state, country, that family, whenever I think of anything, I think of it as good and very good. I call peace on earth, and it began with me. I call good thoughts. I call an abundant world. I call everyone abundant and enjoying good health. I call everyone having sufficient monies to handle their needs, to handle their rent, to handle the food and other things that they need. They are abundantly supplied. That's what I think. And what I think about, that's what I am. And what I am is what I like. And I like it very much. And I know you do too. So today, call it forth in your world.